Hey, welcome to the weekend. It's time for Group Chat, the place where everyone comes together to talk all things pop culture, whether it's music.
Yeah, Beyonce has 11 nominations.
I think that's aggressive.
including album of the year.
I am happy that she is getting some play.
Mm-hmm. Movies and TV.
In comedy, like, we had memes, we had GIFs, we had people being Rickrolled, we had That's What She Said, we had, you know, like, we had all that stuff. So I think it's also just
it's
where
like
we are in
part
time.
Part of the trend, yeah.
How do you know when to move on? How do you know when something's stale?
How long do we do Chuck Norris jokes for?
Or sports moments that have everyone talking.
If you're watching a television show and somebody's wearing a Bills jersey, like, they're going to notice that and zoom in on that Bills jersey and be like, I like this show, I like these characters. Somebody who doesn't really necessarily care about the Bills, or maybe they follow a different team, they're not going to see that, they're not going to have that same connection, because their perceptual ability is just, it's a different set of references.
Group Chat brings you all the pop culture action with sharp insight, fun debates, and a whole lot of laughter.
Coming up right after this.
Hello and welcome to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and today I'm so excited to welcome Camille Lacaire, private chef and Buffalo firefighter. You also may have seen him on the Food Network and most recently the Halloween Baking Championship. Krista Mannion, this is the first time we've had Krista on. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist at Marriage and Family Therapy of Western New York. And Michelle Mahaffey, Wegmans Public and Community Relations Manager. So I'm very excited to have you on. So today on Group Chat, if you're noticing a theme, we're talking Thanksgiving. We'll start with the classics, turkey dinners, or other types of dinners, family gatherings, but also the modern twists like Friendsgiving, the viral recipe trends, and what you're doing with your carts. How are you shopping this year and hunting for that last can of pumpkin, or trying not to lose your mind in the holiday chaos? Then we'll get into the kitchen, comfort food, new flavors, and all the shortcuts. We'll talk family dynamics too, and how little rituals can keep things fun and connected. And of course, we'll talk about the bigger picture, volunteering, turkey trot, and the ways to give back during the season. So I'm glad to have you all here as we get to know you a little bit. What is your role in your group chat? So in your group chats and the discussions that you're having, what do you feel that your role is? It can be whatever you want to share. It can be work or whatever. I like that Krista was the first person to laugh, and she's the licensed marriage and family therapist.
Can you guess what my role is in my group chat? I'm definitely like the therapist role in the group chat, for sure. That and the planner, though.
Mm-hmm. There's always one planner.
There has to be.
I listen to the planner. Yeah. You can always respond late or respond in time or 3 days later. It's just whenever I'm on my phone. How about you, Camille? Was your phone blowing up a lot around the baking championship?
Yes. The phone was blowing. And also, it was funny to see on Reddit. I love it. I know it's like some people say, don't read it. but I enjoy it because it's like there's tiny little monsters hiding in caves and just with a keyboard and some internet connection that makes a killing sending punchline, and it's like, who are you? It's like, and this is great. I'm laughing. It's good, you know, it's uncomfortable, but it's like, I don't get it in my head, you know. It's like, and it's funny because it's one of the first TV show where it was much more about our personality than it was about baking much. I felt like that way. But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, because they let you wear a Buffalo firefighter shirt on one of the episodes, right? You wore that was pretty cool.
That was the first time that I got that chance to have like something with a logo. Yeah.
So in your group chats, you probably have all different kinds of conversations then, right? Because you play multiple roles in your life.
Yes, I do. And my last one is I just signed up for Ironman. So it will be my first one taking place in Lake Placid. And then my half Ironman in Boston, Massachusetts in June, and as well also the Buffalo Marathon. So I got three race lineup and lots of training.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe you can chime in on the turkey trot. Are you going to be doing the turkey trot this year?
But the turkey trot is always, you know, like it's chill. You never really like just end up like, you know, running. So I don't know. It's like it's either way like eating food. I like the...
It's about watching the costumes too.
The costumes. And then the donut drop.
The donut drop.
By Forest Lawn Cemetery.
The 198.
There's a donut drop. They threw donuts.
Oh my god.
Timbits.
Yeah, not like
I know,
jelly donuts.
Like getting pelted. Jelly donuts.
We got the French guy.
And Michelle, what about you? I know this is getting into busy time for you.
Yes.
At Wegmans.
It is. I guess I would say for my group chat, I guess with my friends, I think I'm usually the first to respond to a group chat, whether it's chiming in and saying, I'll bring this, or, you know, kind of chiming in on what we should do. But I think with our family group chat, I'm hosting Thanksgiving. I usually do host Thanksgiving. I have for the past many, many, many years. So I do enjoy that. And it's more or less about people following up. Well, what can I bring? Because everyone wants to bring something.
So you're making it. Wow.
Everything.
Kudo.
And we do the turkey trot in the morning too.
Oh my gosh.
Amen. So. And you're doing it too.
What?
Yeah.
You go back to the kitchens. Yeah. This is beautiful.
That's a lot.
Yes.
That's commitment.
I mean, I crash at 7 o'clock at night, but.
But it's a way to.
My husband and I do it together. So,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Romantic.
I like that. I love that tradition of the people that go and run the turkey trot and then go home and make dinner.
What's your playlist?
For the turkey trot?
No, for the cooking.
Cooking? Well, it really depends on the meal. But for Thanksgiving, I think we'll probably start Christmas. I don't like listening to Christmas music too early. But I do think Thanksgiving, that's the start of the holiday season. Yeah. So I will go all in on Christmas.
Okay.
I do start that the day after, and I feel like I want to start earlier this year because Thanksgiving feels so late, and then all of a sudden you're on December 1st.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I might just go right into. What's your playlist, Camille? I've always wanted to ask you that, actually, when you're cooking.
I listen everything. this is my ADHD, like, you know, like 10, 15% inside me was like just like coming out. So it can go from heavy metal to hip-hop. You know, it's like even classical music sometimes, depending on the mood. You know, it's like I have 7 personality when it comes to a playlist. I do enjoy, you know, it's like sometimes like with no lyrics.
Yeah.
It really helps because otherwise I get focused on the lyrics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I need chaos. I need, you know, we talked about chaos earlier.
Yeah.
I think we need that, but it's on my way to a dinner when everything is ready. That's when, you know, it's like I put the heavy metal most of the time.
Because
it's like I put the heavy metal and then like right before the corners, I stop it. Then it's like I go in the, you know, it's like in Spring Lake, you know, it's like in Clarence. And then it's like, okay, you got to just chill. You know, you have a mice because there's already like, you know, neighborhood that you've done or you're going to maybe do later or dinner. So you cannot just be acting. But I enjoy, you know, it's my like crazy hour.
I love it. I can picture that almost as you're talking about it. And I can see you. Krista, what are your plans? And I want to talk about your playlist too.
I don't cook. Playlist wise, I think you have to go classic, like Charlie Brown Thanksgiving music.
So this is during the dinner. Okay.
Yeah. During the dinner, I think all day though. I don't know. I feel like our family does like the classical, because, you know, I feel like we're talkers. We're a bunch of yappers. So it's really just background music.
Gotcha. So Camille, is your playlist for the Thanksgiving dinner different? What would you put on during
for
dinner?
For Thanksgiving, I mean, definitely like some folks. I just did and came back from the Borderland Festival. I was talking about it. It was my first time there.
Yeah.
Kudo to them because they did a great, amazing festival, put it together.
Yeah.
And then I worked with them on a fun videos where we did a waffle chicken.
Yeah.
And they invited me there. It was great. It was lovely. It was 3 days. I would say Kruger Band is nice.
Yes.
That's
my
jam.
We play them on the bridge. They'll be part of our Friendsgiving playlist.
Yeah. And
they're perfect.
That's it. You know, it's like you get that on the back. You're talking about, you know, it's like, you know, background lounge, you know, conversation. That's right there. That's your boys. Band of Forces also is like, it's really nice. Vampire Weekend was on Saturday. I will not choose Vampire Weekend. I will choose Band of Forces.
Yeah.
Rather than that. And then the XX.
Yes.
Definitely also, you know, like, and then I will go also like more UK with the streets. And then I just use them in one of my videos. The issue with the streets is probably like just top 3 songs, but the rest is like garbage.
Well, the XX is pretty, like, they have a lot of good instrumental songs too. So with that, I mean, are Thanksgiving traditions changing? Allegedly they are. What do we see in Thanksgiving trends now in 2025? I mean, maybe Michelle, can you speak on that in terms of shopping or people not cooking more and buying pre-made things?
Well, we certainly do see that. And we, you know, at Wegmans, obviously, we offer everything. We offer the gamut. And we are super excited about about pricing, quite honestly, because we can help you provide a meal for your family, $5 a serving, which is something that is we're super excited about. We've been able to do that this year. It's actually less than last year, to be honest with you. It runs the gamut. I mean, we certainly provide those kind of the meals for those who don't want to cook. They don't want the stress. They just want to pop it in the oven, heat it up, and have it ready to go. But then we see people who love those traditions. And we do see Thanksgiving much, much more than Christmas time is tradition. People stick to the turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce and roasted vegetables and potatoes and things like that. Christmas is definitely a little different. That kind of runs the gamut. That is not as traditional in terms of food as Thanksgiving is. So we do see a little bit of everything. But for the most part, people, they stick with turkey.
Yeah.
It is turkey stuffing, potatoes, green beans, you name it.
Casserole.
The casseroles and the pumpkin pie and the apple pie.
Yeah. Yes. Are you seeing meat alternative dinners popping up more?
We do. We do see that. And certainly we offer those alternatives, but not as much. I mean, and there are still, you know, you may get a few people at your holiday dinner that are vegetarian or are vegan. And for the most part, they may just avoid turkey, eating turkey and eating everything else.
At the kid table.
You know, they sit at the kid's table,
I mean, I'm all about
this. Place for them.
Sometimes it's more fun. No hate,
but we accommodate for everyone.
Well, I mean, I'm all about the sides, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and I'm not a vegetarian, so I'm mostly about
sides
the
sides are important, and I think also the size of the side are very important, because if you do them too big, they end up drying on the side, and then you have to portion everything, and then rather than just putting everything and shoveling in the ovens, just doing little at a time, you know, when one run out, just put another one. But otherwise it's just like you know, the last one's getting served, it's like and this is what happens sometimes at the firehouse, you know, it's like you look it up and it's like it just looked like dry age, you know, it's like green bean casserole. I think it's like just smaller portion.
I feel like the firefighters wouldn't care. I think that's
The firefighter. No, I mean the French firefighters care. You know?
I feel like that's the only way I know Thanksgiving dinner is like things sitting out and it being like it's like a family tradition of stuff getting dried up. Mm-hmm. So you're saying, Camille, this is interesting. So you're saying for the sides or anything that you have with your dinner, maybe do it in stages so that you're not putting everything out at once.
Well, that's like jumping into caterings, you know, 101. But it's like you divide it in smaller proportion, you know, it's like you're going to get to your meal with, you know, it's like, okay, it's like I'm putting like, I don't know, like, you know, it's like 7 p.m. I'm putting that once, and I'm putting at 7:30, I'm putting that once. Rather than just like, it's like, you know, do I really need to get all of that right now? So it's like, are they going to really jump on all of it? You only have one oven too. So things going to get cooler, you know, it's like, and then the temperatures matter. You know, it's like we say, like the heat is very important in the umami feeling.
You know what? That seems less. Not that it's not stressful to cook a meal for a bunch of people anyway, but it seems less stressful. But are you just in the kitchen the whole time though? Because
the kitchen is like it's a familiar place.
It's a safe space.
It's a safe space. But you know, doing the private dinners, I'm also in the dining rooms. Like this Saturday, we did 17 guests and 5 courses. It takes a lot of setups. It takes, you know, like practice where you're like, you kind of just going to mimic, like, where am I going to go? And then telling, you know, it's like the two person who are helping you, you know, it's like, what are we going to just like, you know, jump to do it? And it's kind of like, you know, mimicking Thanksgiving because where do you have to be? You know, it's like, I'm not only, you know, caterers, I'm also Chef Camille, and they hire me not only for my food, they hire me for my profile. So I have to converse and I have to trade story with them. And that happens when you're really good with that flow and respecting that flow comes with timing, and time matter, and that matters in firehouse, it matters outside of works, it matters for anything, for fitness, for food, and then for safety. So it's like it's very important to like, it's not, you know, it's like a pressure, it's actually once you understand it, that timing, it's actually very relaxing.
It's interesting that you say that about timing, and then I'm also sitting here thinking, can you ever turn it off? Because if you're just making a dinner for friends, you can't, right? You still have
my life is timed. It's like right now, so it's like I'm timing, like, you know, it's like I have that, and then I gotta go downtown to the dentist for my children appointment. This morning I was at the firehouse until like 7:30, then I went running, then I went to the kitchens organizing a little bit. This afternoon I gotta get some outfit ready for my photo shoot on Thursday. Thursday.
Yeah.
Everything is time. Yeah. And my coordinator, Molly, has like really helped me for that. She makes my life much more organized. But I fit really well in a routine.
Yeah. Something interesting that came up when they were talking was the kitchen as a safe space. So being a marriage and family therapist.
Oh, yes. I want to hear more about that. I want to hear Thanksgiving crisis. Yeah.
Yes. Is it a safe place for me personally? Probably not. I think safe space is sort of up to the person to decide.
Yeah.
But you were saying, Camille, how that's your safe space. So
yes.
That's nice. And even though you're very structured, I hope that maybe you still find time just to take breaks, right? And maybe ground yourself. Because
right.
I think mm-hmm. that's a huge part of prep. Michelle, you said you do the turkey trot and then mm-hmm. come home and cook dinner for everybody. I hope that you're finding a safe space throughout all of that too. And I think that's really what people should start doing is reflect on, where do I feel safe? Is it going outside for a walk? Is it being in the kitchen and turning on my favorite music? Is it stepping into the bedroom for 3 or 5 minutes, just kind of getting your thoughts in order? It can look differently for everyone.
Yeah. It is important to establish it's okay to have a safe space. Like you don't always have to be on, like you can make a little escape once in a while.
I like that. Definitely. I like that. I like that vision.
So it's okay if you are going to go hide in a bedroom for a little bit.
I tell my clients, I much rather you come up with the crazy excuse to take like a 3 minute break. Like I have to go check if my windshield wipers are working, then stay in an environment that is slowly draining you. Yes.
Oh, the windshield wiper boiling. Thing. Oh, that's interesting. I might have to put that one in my phone.
The windshield is good.
Yeah. Right. Get you outside, the change in temperature.
I used to think when I was younger, you know, when smoking was more of a thing, I was like, wow, I have a lot of relatives that smoke, but I just thought because they were going outside and I realized that they didn't.
They
maybe one or two, they were just going outside. Yeah, that's interesting because I think one of the things that when people get around the holidays, they start to get overwhelmed sometimes with just the thought of things. So how do you address that? Mm-hmm. You know, when people start to get overwhelmed and think, oh, I have to do the shopping. I have to go to the dentist. Then I have to all these people are coming and going to be at my house after the turkey trot. Mm-hmm. Like, what are some good ways to maybe segment that or make it seem less overwhelming?
I think the holidays in and of itself is just an overwhelming time. So yeah. I think admitting that and allowing yourself to feel overwhelmed is huge too, because I don't want us to overcorrect and say, oh my God, I can't be overwhelmed, because then that's just another thing that you're worrying about.
Yeah.
I think slowly breaking it down and asking yourself, okay, so what's coming up for me right now? And sometimes mm-hmm. it's actually even helpful to follow through the what ifs, right? If you're saying, what if I burn the turkey? Mm. Okay, well, so what if you do burn the turkey? What would you do? Because when you start to do that, you'll find that almost all of the time you'll get to a place where you're able to say, everything would be okay.
Yeah.
Or I would figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you know, you burn the turkey, you call Wegmans, yes. right?
I mean, yes, right.
Because you can order a full dinner catered, right?
Yes, you can.
Well, they say that if you imagine the worst case scenario, you should at least do the peace of mind to imagine the best case scenario.
Yeah.
And you should just meet in the middle, I think.
All right. Well, we are going to talk more about Thanksgiving traditions, the continuing traditions, maybe how they're changing. Don't burn your turkey because we don't want Camille to have to work that day.
Oh,
the chef and a firefighter. That's kind of like so you'd have to show up,
yeah.
put right. out the fire and then cook their
Sometimes
turkey.
Sometimes I forget I'm coming with my bunker. I'm like, oh, wrong.
Wrong house. Wrong uniform.
We'll continue this conversation up next on Group Chat on BTPM NPR.
Introducing Local at 11, a space just for Buffalo Toronto Public Media's best original features, including What's Next, Group Chat, Skin in the Game, and more. Listen to Local at 11 Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on Buffalo Toronto Public Media NPR.
Welcome back to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and I am excited to bring back Chef Camille Laclaire, private chef, firefighter, and you've also seen him on the Food Network on various shows. Krista Mannion, licensed marriage and family therapist at Marriage and Family Therapy of Western New York, and Michelle Mahaffey, Wegmans public and community relations manager, and all knowing about our options for this holiday season. We're going to get into that. We were discussing safe spaces before the break. So, Krista, this is your area of expertise in terms of marriage and family, our resident counselor, therapist in the room. So safe spaces, not being overwhelmed. And what about family dynamic because, you know, there's differing opinions maybe amongst family members you haven't seen in a while, people traveling. So how are we supposed to deal with different family dynamics?
It's a lot. That mm-hmm. is for sure. I mean, in terms of different opinions, that's sort of what you get with family members for good, mm-hmm. bad, and ugly. What you can do is you can try to have a good mindset going into the holidays about these sort of things. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that might look like prioritizing the relationship with that person over the opinion that you are trying to argue about or maybe just articulate. Mm-hmm. That looks like, in practice, sometimes creating a mantra for yourself before stepping into those spaces. So that might look like you telling yourself, rather than being persuasive, I'm going to be genuinely curious. Or rather than being defensive, I'm going to focus on connectedness. Mm-hmm. And not to sound too therapist-y, but you know, that mindset is huge walking mm-hmm. into those types of spaces. Along with that, it's also helpful to have a no politics pack. I've had a lot of families that I've worked with kind of enact that in these holidays coming up, which can be huge. Or just having a buddy that you can kind of step away with, right? Yeah. Like a really close cousin, a spouse, different family member. Hey, let's go for a walk. Hey, will you help me do the dishes in the kitchen? Something like that.
That's a good idea.
Ooh.
What about a no politics sign? Would that be helpful at the door? And then you just like point to it like you have to do in a classroom. Yeah. Like,
hey.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that
maybe.
Could work.
Yeah. I mean, or maybe just, you know, for me, it's like, okay, well, I need to not talk about certain things around that uncle or, you know, or just
because
in
you're prioritizing that relationship, though.
Yeah.
Hey,
mm.
you mean more to me than maybe us getting into an argument right now.
Oh, that's a very good positive spin. Holidays also can be challenging for people. We're talking about a lot of the things that make us happy and, you know, how we deal with the stress. But, you know, we're in a time where holidays could be difficult for people this year, but there are options. And I think it's important to know those options. And I really love that Wegmans is doing some of these affordable options for, you know, especially with healthy food mm-hmm. and Thanksgiving dinners. So do you want to talk a little bit about that, Michelle?
Sure. Well, you'll be able to see them in our stores. If you shop at our stores, you'll see, you know, the signs that say hot zone, and it's that's kind of hot zone pricing, which is something that we're really proud of. We've been able to keep the prices low on a lot of those kind of mm-hmm. items that people use the most. And we've kind of developed that Thanksgiving dinner as well, where we can have it. You can have an affordable holiday meal for $5, $5 a serving, and that list includes everything from your frozen turkey to your gravy mix, onions, celery, chicken stock, corn, cranberry sauce. You know, the list goes on,
yeah.
And so. That if you're looking for value, you can have that this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for the other end of it, where you are not looking to cook, that's also an option as well.
Yeah.
'Cause we can help you out in that regard.
Yeah.
But there's a lot out there. There's a lot of availability out there. And there's a lot for people to choose from so they can make their own choice. What's
yeah.
best for them and their family.
And disclaimer, Wegmans is not sponsoring this. I'm just saying out of my experience shopping there. I like that I go into the produce section and I see those hot value
yeah,
areas.
Yes.
You know, I like that I see like healthy food as an option.
Exactly.
You know, Camille, how would you work in very high-end foods. You're a French chef. You've done high-end dinners. Do you have suggestions on how to cook maybe a little more modestly? Like, what are some of the ways that you could prepare a meal maybe for less and still have it feel fancy?
One thing that I will start with, if you open a can, mm-hmm. you have to rinse it off because it's high in sodium. So just for like, you know, it's like for your own health, you have to rinse off those produce from the can.
Any mm-hmm. kind of canned produce, not just
any
beans?
Kind of cans.
I know, like,
yeah,
okay.
You always want to just give, because
okay.
it's retained a lot of sodium in order to like keep them and maintain them, like, you know, it's like preserved. And that's very important.
Okay.
That's the first thing. Second thing is get your list done. Always we come back to like being ready and prepare. And then just mark, you know, it's like, what do you like the most? And then also what, you know, is like collect information from your family. Kind of like what we do with dietary issue. What do they like, their preference?
Mm-hmm.
Make a vote, you know, is like kind of sense, you know, sense a little bit where everyone's, you know, situating themselves. And you will see it's like, it's not much left, you know, it's like if it's a cranberry is very important. If the gravy is very important, the turkey is probably like, you know, the main. So that's where we're going to really like just like focus on.
Yeah.
And then what other side, you know, it's like, you know, top one, two, top tens, and you choose like, you know, two, three. And then if you have vegetarians, you have to also like, you know, like accommodate those vegetarians. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like a vegetable or a side. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for you, Krista, do you find that you are needing to counsel people more around the holidays? Are you seeing people struggling more? What are some tips that you give to people that might be struggling this holiday season?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a tough season for a lot of different reasons, right? It's the financial stress. It's the emotional stress. It's just daylight savings and going into darkness and cold. Mm-hmm. What we know is that we tend to regress back into old patterns when we are back with our family. So keep that in mind. Normalize that for yourself. Give yourself grace. If you find yourself stepping into those old patterns and roles, like you were the person who stopped people from fighting, or you were the funny one, or even that maybe you were the black sheep, notice that. Notice how that affects you when that comes up, and then do what you need to do in order to pour back into yourself. Take a break. Maybe set some boundaries, maybe talk about it with a mental health professional, things like that.
Are there ideas of perfection around making a meal? I mean, Michelle, I know you in your career, and then also you probably deal with this with people, but then also you make dinner at home. So where, what are those ideas of perfection?
Well, and it's very tough too, because, I have the privilege of having a lot of things that I can taste as well on a regular basis, and things that, you know, are chef created. And so I always say, oh, what are the ingredients? And, you know, I ask the chefs, they're like, okay, what's in this? Oh, this, and this, I'm gonna try it at home. And then it's kind of an utter disaster. So, you know, I also have to, you know, give myself a little grace as well, because I am not a trained chef. So some of those things I just can't do. But at the same time, I try to follow recipes, and you know, there are things that when I'm done, I kind of say, oh wow, that was great, that was a win, and you have to celebrate the wins, right?
Yeah.
You have to look for what you're good at. You know, there are things that I am just not good at. Don't ask me to do a steak, because I will never be able to grill a steak, or I won't do it. It'll never turn out right.
Yeah,
but you know what? I really enjoy baking, and I can bake up a storm, and usually it comes out well. So you know, I think it's just a matter of knowing where your strengths lie, and where you might need a little help.
Yeah.
You know, there are some things where I won't do on my own. I just won't do on my own.
Then you leave that up to the professionals.
Exactly.
Because I've resigned myself to the fact I can't make a steak, so like I go to the people that know how to do it.
I get a class coming up, how to basse your filet mignon. It's coming up December 5th or 6th. And then I do have like that class is very popular. It's you learn how to make a risotto, you learn how to make your filet, and then you learn how to make a chocolate mousse.
Okay, so I saw that class and I cannot do that date because I will be out of town, but will you be continuing classes? It's not just a holiday
thing.
Yes,
I have one in January. This one has been popular. We folks really like just like the savory classes, you know, it's really hard to set it up. I did a ceviche class, and then the flop. Ceviche is one of my favorite dish, and it's not something that is very popular around here. But it's my death row meal. If I had to do something very wrong and then I had to go in death row, I would definitely like say like ceviche is my favorite, and it's my last bite on earth.
Love it.
But the filet mignon definitely is like, it's a class in a format where it's fun. It's at the studio right on Chandler Street, on top of our friend at Waxlight. So it's like that's a great setup. They go in and get a drink there, come up, so I'll get a drink after, and then they bring their own booze, and then we do learn how to filet, learn how to do the risotto and the chocolate mousse, and they sit down at the table, and then they get a meal, and then they get to know is like, you know, one another. One thing is also is like I want to highlight is like, because I know is like people get stressed, and you're gonna get more stressed because you hear a French chef on the radio, but also want to give you grace, because it's like you're not alone. It's like, just remember, it's like you're working not with like chefs are not like, you know, going to be your invite. It's not like 12, 25 chefs who's going to sit down on your table. So, you know, it's like, don't, the pressure that you're putting on yourself, it's your pressure. You choose to put that pressure. So just really recognize that. And then I'm meeting that point with Michelle. It's just like, you know, it's like that pressure is like, it's you set it up, you know, the pace. I am my biggest competitions. And I set my pressure so freaking high every day that it's like, I have to turn it down. I have to find those moments. And I've learned, you know, like along my life that there is a moment that I definitely like break because I was putting too much pressure on me. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to just like, okay, it's like, yes, but it's, the people are going to get this. They may want to be drunk. They might going to be late. They probably got into a fight before. You know, it's like they maybe just almost got into a car accident. They have like, you know, everyone's is in the same boat. We all have
everyone's
stuff.
Got a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have stuff. Yeah. So it's very important to, you know, like take a deep breath. And on the count of three, you know, like just recognize, you know, it's like, okay, it's like, what are we doing? It's so important because it's Thanksgiving and I really want to place it today. I really want to say it. It's like, you know, it's like that pressure is like, just focus on making memories.
Yeah. And you've said before, I know, about cooking and holding yourself to expectations.
Yeah.
It's all about practice too, right? So you're probably not, if you're going to do a big dinner, you might not maybe try a new dish at your Thanksgiving
turkey.
They're
looking at me. Right, it's okay.
Because you always make people feel better, I know, because like you're a professional chef, but you practiced.
Yeah, you practice and then you also like, you just go like different things, you know, it's like, I'm like, oh, it's like, that looks good, that looks very difficult and challenging, and you know, it's like Iron Man, and it's like, oh, it's like he smokes cigarettes and then he's been drinking all his life and doing all those things, you know, and I'm like, yeah, sure, but it's like, I'm gonna try, it's been 7 weeks, I'm sober, you know, going through breakups, and then I want to be thankful, you know, to all the people who really helped me, but I want to be like more thankful to all the people, you know, it's like got on my way, because it's like without them, you know, I will not like, you know, chase that. I'm very arrogant, I'm very thankful, and I'm very grateful. I have all those feelings in it, but very importantly is like, you know, it's like that pressure, I'm starting to tone it down and shifting my priority, whereas like what counts for me is like, it's my memory count. Yeah. Because it doesn't matter the amount of Botox you're going to get. It doesn't matter, you know, the amount of like, you know, like things going to go down. And I'm hitting my 32. I'm 32. I'm going on 33. And I really want to just like, I don't want to be remember. I just want to make sure that I did things, you know, that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
And that starts in the kitchens. Thanksgiving, Christmas, stops just like, you know, it's like what they're going to think of me is like, you know, it's like this is social media. It's like, I was like, oh, I'm going to do a macaron hot dog. I'm like, damn it. It's like, I'm going to do one, you know, I'm going to do it. And someone, don't do it. It's like, it's going to affect your business. It's like, and why? And it was like, we are so judged nowadays, and it's so important. And I'm forgetting so much because I say that and I got to preach.
We'll be reminding you to do this. So if we see comments on your social media, we'll chime in for you. Yes.
So important, you know, it's like, just go with the flow.
Ignore the haters.
Yeah.
Traditionally, and you know, why we have food at these holidays is, food has been a tradition of showing love or sharing, and that can be very powerful. There is a history of Thanksgiving and it being a sharing time. Do you see that still in family dynamics? Is food a way to show your love?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's this concept called sensory memory. So like the smell of the turkey in the oven or the taste of your mom's pumpkin pie can bring us a sense of nostalgia, which I think we all kind of crave around the holiday season anyway. So absolutely, I think food definitely still has that power.
Well, that would explain, Michelle, why people are still buying all the staples. They're still doing the pumpkin pie and the turkey and the smells.
I think it's that special time of year as well. Mm-hmm. You know, as it gets cold outside, you want to stay inside. You want to kind of hibernate a little bit. And what's better than like a warm oven and it's smelling amazingly delicious. Yeah. And all of those things kind of play into it. I know that I myself bake a lot more in the winter. I don't turn my oven on in the summer at all, pretty much. Yeah. But in the winter, it's always on. And I love baking. I love the smell. I love it when you walk in and it smells like chocolate chip cookies or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like how you said hibernating, because that's like how we reframe seasonal depression, right?
Yeah.
This is a time to slow down. This is a time to make your environment cozy. Right. So maybe practice some of those recipes that you've been holding on to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that can be very therapeutic and comforting, even if you're not a good baker, but I, you know, I do other stuff.
Just eating it.
Ice cream.
I don't know if this is like ironic or but I actually enjoy, I don't like shopping in general, but I actually enjoy food shopping and holiday food shopping, even though it's completely chaotic. Do you have any tips on how to make that a better experience for yourself?
Yeah.
Because some people get really stressed about that.
I mean, I always say, you know, especially if you're, you know, if you're going on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, I always say, go early, go as early. You know, our stores open at 6.
Mm. Yeah.
Go as early as possible, just because they will be busy. They certainly will be busy on that Tuesday and Wednesday as well. But if you can get there really early in the morning, that's probably the best advice to not, you know, not facing a lot of crowds for sure.
And a list. I know sometimes I will go with a recipe in my phone and then be trying to find.
Yeah, look at it.
You know, it's funny
because the recipe, yes.
You know, and we have the app, the Wegmans app, where you can make your list. You can import recipes. If you know, I love everything I make is pretty much from New York Times, and you can import the recipes, and it kind of populates your ingredient list for shopping, so it makes it so easy. A list is good, but I have to admit, sometimes I don't like staring at my phone when I'm in the store.
Yeah.
So I kind of do a little bit of both. I will write a paper list.
I'm a paper list person.
I will have my phone as well, only because if I'm in the store and I don't know what aisle I need to go to, then I can have that product and I know, okay, it's in 16B.
Yeah.
So I know where exactly to find it.
AI generated? That tool.
It is like an AI.
That's awesome.
Yes, in every store, store has its own mapping system, and you can locate a product.
So cool.
Don't talk to me about AI making turkeys yet. I'm not ready for that. but we're gonna talk more about this in local traditions. And yes, I do have to talk about, since Chef Camille is also a Buffalo firefighter, how I always see Buffalo firefighters in Wegmans. So we're gonna talk about that tradition, and then more local traditions like the turkey trot and some volunteer opportunities coming up next on Group Chat on BTPM NPR.
Introducing Local at 11, a space just for Buffalo Toronto Public Media's best original features, including What's Next, Group Chat, Skin in the Game, and more. Listen to Local at 11 Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on Buffalo Toronto Public Media NPR.
Hello and welcome back to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and today I'm excited to welcome Chef Camille Lacaire, private chef firefighter in Buffalo, and you have seen him on Food Network on numerous shows. Krista Mannion, licensed marriage and family therapist at Marriage and Family Therapy of Western New York, and Michelle Mahaffey, Wegmans Public and Community Relations Manager. So she is teaching us a lot of things today. you know, we were just talking about traditions and shopping, and I have to mention that whenever I am at the Amherst Street Wegmans, because that's my Wegmans, I am seeing Buffalo City firefighters in there, and it's probably location, but also I'm always intrigued about what they're buying, and now I know you are a hot commodity at these fire stations, and everybody wants you at theirs because to have a chef, but the meal is a big part because you're living together for days. You're planning meals.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the planning process? You all go to Wegmans, like the whole company and your goes together.
Yep. there's a few things going. So we all going, first you got to know your people. You got to know what they eat and what they don't.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be meat. It's going to be fish. No porks. Dietary is kind of like I treat it like a private dinner.
Yeah.
And then the budget.
Yeah.
It's $20 depending on the house. It's between $20 to $25. Sometimes some house even go uppers and then $30 per person for two meals. So for lunch and dinners, this is not much.
Yeah.
You're working on a very tight budget. This also is to say that we pay for our own meal. So we cheap and we put on the middle of the table. Once we get theirs, we got to figure out the proteins. That's really right now in South Buffalo, we go directly to the protein sections and then we figure out what's going to be the protein. Then from there, we go to the produce aisle. It can be also a call sometimes. And Wegman are amazing with it. It happened with Truck 7 when I was up north on my first spot. And then we will be like, just like probably like five times in a row, like just like try to come and pay. And then it was just like, not, like, can you put it back in the fridge? And they put it back in the fridge. But as if we have a call, we just got to go. And yeah, it's.
It can, so you're in the middle of shopping and then happened. You get a fire call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens. EMS. And yeah. 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 So it's like you walking on the clock of the city, you know, if something happens, it's like, we gotta go. So even, you know, out of my bunker, I see all the firefighters. So it's like, now it became a huge social place for me. I know all the workers at Wegmans and Mike, my good friends, butchers, but it's also like Marty at the cheese shop. And it's just like people think I work there because I know each worker is like, everyone's. And it's like, I feel like I'm in the family of Wegmans.
You know where to find the products?
Yeah, I know. Yes, I've been asked before and I'm like, yep, it's right there. Like,
he's like, I don't need the
aisle 12.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you get all the food, all the produce, we put it back in the trucks. Also, it's like not getting a call in between the firehouse and Wegman, because there was in summertime, it's like that can be critical with all the protein. You don't want them to sit, you know, in the trucks. But definitely, I think the guys value Wegman because the quality of the protein, like the chickens, you know, it's like if you really respect what you want to eat, you definitely like go to Wegman for that. And for the produce are a little bit, you know, like more fresh, more colorful, more appealing. I think I'm every day at Wegman. I can say it. I think it's like I'm like thinking it. I'm like, oh, it's like, yeah. It's like, it seems like five or six days a week I'm at Wegman.
One of our best shoppers.
There are a lot of volunteer opportunities. Do you find that that is a good way to maybe get outside yourself sometimes and just to give back and not be thinking about your problems?
Absolutely. Gratitude is a powerful, powerful tool. And I think in these opportunities that they're really focused in gratitude, appreciating what you have, trying to give back to others. I do think that it's worth mentioning, though, too, that that looks like in big ways and in small. So sometimes it looks like volunteering. Other times it looks like boosting like local community pages on social media through likes and shares and comments and things like that. Even like local Facebook groups have like volunteer or buy nothing groups where people are just looking for some help. So that's a super easy way to give back too.
That's great. That's a really good idea, especially now with like a lot of the food bank stuff and a lot of the food drives. Like if you share that, and I know like I saw a bunch of things for food donations from people sharing.
Yeah.
Because there's so much going on. I know Wegmans is involved with the food bank, but also I know a big tradition for people in, definitely since I've moved to Buffalo, was the Turkey Express put on by the City Mission. I've delivered the meals before, but Wegmans is doing the Turkey Express and the Ham Bone Express for the holidays. Right. Explain how that works on your end.
So what we are doing is we're fortunate that we're able to help the City Mission in that way this year to sponsor the event. So we'll be able to, we're providing some of the bags and rolls, just a few of the ingredients, but they're able to procure that, as well on their own, with our financial support. So what they've done, and they're very, very organized, in this regard, kind of open it up to those who are looking to receive meals for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, and then those who are looking to volunteer as well. Yeah. So they kind of have a couple of volunteer opportunities, obviously the day of, where they have volunteers to actually deliver those meals, but then the prep work as well, which is where we're bringing some volunteers from Wegmans to help out, kind of prep those meal bags so that they're ready to go on Thanksgiving morning. And it's wonderful because the City Mission wanted to, they found more of a need this year, so they are helping out with about 1,000 more meals this year than they've done in the past. So it's really incredible. You know, it'll be great for those who are receiving it. You know, a nice Thanksgiving and Christmas meal.
And listen, their system is like, it's amazing. Like if you're a volunteer, you pull up. They have everything labeled. They have like the where you're going, the address.
the system is just insane. Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they keep track of it. But if you're looking to volunteer, I know Turkey Express might be full, but then the Hambone Express, they're looking for people to deliver.
Yeah, I receive all their emails, and I can see like they're still looking a few days ago. Like
And I will put a plug in for Feed More, just because I'm on the board of Feed More, and they're always looking for people to donate or to provide home delivered meals to help out, because you know, any time of year, really, not just around the holidays, but they look for help year round for people who might have an hour and a half out of their day if they want to sign up and deliver meals in the location where you live.
Yeah, that's great, because it's not, that's the other thing that's important, is it's not just about, yes, food donation is important, but also time to put these things together and get the food out to people. I know, Camille, you said that you've done the Turkey Express before.
No, so I worked for the missions before.
Oh, okay.
And the missions, I was downtown, so at the locations where I served meal, and it was very humbling missions.
So like day of, you're there serving and
so
cooking.
So you take over the kitchens, and then you make a meal. Yeah, I brought my children. I have them with me, and I had them with me, and I was like, oh, is that okay if my children come? And it was a good dynamic. Like, it is impressive building what they're putting in place. And thanks to Wegman, like, for doing all of that financially, and you know, it's like manpowers. But like seeing also, like, you know, the floor and then where they sleep, I got to tour, and you know, it's like witness, you know, it's like what a beautiful, you know, it's like organization that the mission is, and then how it's fun. Because it's fun, it's fun by also local people. You know, it's like we would not do it without donations, financial.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And then any chef who's hearing that is like, you don't have to be, you know, it's like the next pop star. You know, it's like you can reach out and you can just do a meal there.
Yeah.
They love that, and you don't have to spend any dimes if you're really on a budget, and they can just provide the donation, the food, and you make the recipe that you want. Yeah.
And it's good to have friendly faces too behind the meals.
Yeah.
You know, I think with delivering, I think that for a lot of people is a big part of just seeing somebody's face. There's some people that ask to just have it left, you know, on their doorstep. But I remember one year we were at an assisted living facility. That's where all our meals were. And like, just talking to people, like they liked the conversation, you know, they like to see kids, they, you know, and I think with serving the meal and delivering the meal and just having conversations with people, that's the bigger holiday picture as well.
Yes.
So they probably loved having you there because you're a chef, but also you're a face to interact with.
Yeah, like even on the EMS call, firefighters, you know, we go in those places and then people love, you know, it's like they love talking, you know, it's not just a lift assist.
Yeah.
It's also like, you know, like making sure that we're taking the times and being human. It's, you know, I've done so many, like, I mean, charity events. Like, I've done crisis services also. It was very huge, you know, like during that time of the years, the hotline for suicide preventions. But becoming a firefighter was just like, it was just where I was going with all of that. You know, it's like, what am I going to do? Like, we did at Fireman Parks, it was Regina. And I think she actually is like now, like, work for like the mission. I get a follow up on her profile, but she was doing feeding friend. And it was just like folding tables, no authorization from the city or anything. And it's a minivan with a giant sound system on the back, and then the trunk will open and it will be like, you know, some music, and then they will know that it's like food is theirs. Mm-hmm. And I made French onion soup and then creme brulee, and then it was like really cold, and we popped, you know, probably 100-120 meals, and I literally like cooked it from my house and then run it down, making sure that the soup were not balancing in the car. some are really planned, and then some are really like, you know, you don't really know where you're going with, but it's great. And then you're doing it in the dark. It was no, you know, it was like PR for me, because you put a phone on them, it's like they run away. You put a camera, it's like they just, it's not, nothing's, you know, very, very public.
I would volunteer for that. That sounds great. Yeah. You know, I do love the tradition of families volunteering and giving out the meals. And then as we were discussing, there's people that will do the turkey trot. Any turkey trotters? I have you, Camille, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do the turkey trot too.
We do. I do the turkey trot.
No,
with my kids.
I'll watch.
You're either a turkey trot family or you're a mimosa family.
Right.
You can drink mimosa and running too.
Yes.
There's definitely like people like handing shots and beers.
Oh yes. Yeah, as you're running, running down Delaware Avenue.
I'm a parade girl.
There's the
I'll
beer
stay
station.
At home in my pajamas.
Oh, well, I do. I
well,
have
then
to.
There's then there's the convention center at the end of the turkey trot where you go in and it. I will say it doesn't smell the best because you've got
right,
you know,
right,
15,000
right.
runners who just ran 5 miles.
Pizza, beers.
And there's beer.
Really?
And,
Yeah. It's,
I didn't know about
it's a Thanksgiving tradition. So, beer and bananas
is
for
it,
breakfast.
Oh on the fact check, but I think it's like the turkey trot is the oldest race in America, right?
Yep. I am a Macy's parade person too, but I feel like I need to do the turkey trot. I'm usually out of town for Thanksgiving. That's usually the holiday that I travel, but I feel like I need to experience.
You're going
this.
To travel during Thanksgiving?
Well, the day before we're driving the day before and coming back the day after. So I'm out of town. I'm like going like 3 hours away.
Okay.
So yeah, but I feel like I always miss the turkey trot, and I feel like I'm not a true Buffalonian if I haven't done the turkey trot. And so yeah, Michelle, you do the turkey trot and then go home and cook dinner. You hang out, have some bananas and beer.
And bananas and beer. We have one beer and one banana for me. I have teenagers and they started getting into it. Although my daughter ends up always, you know, essentially running home because our house is close to the parade route. So she usually runs home in the middle. but I give her some grace because she's in the Nutcracker. She's a dancer. So she has so many rehearsals this time of year. But yeah, so we do the turkey trot and my husband
awesome.
And I. Yeah.
And are you starting with everyone's or your daughter is not doing it with you? She's doing it with friends.
We start as a family. We start as a family. But then usually she kind of once we get just past Delaware Park, which isn't far, then she kind of ends up running home.
That's interesting.
So, and then we head to the convention center. You know, it's kind of tradition.
Yeah. Camille, does your family do it or is it just you?
Thanksgiving.
Well, your kids are little, right?
So, yes. And then usually it's like, so I tap out on Thanksgiving because it's not my holidays.
Yeah.
They go with their mom.
Yeah.
But the one, I mean, it's like later on, but Christmas for me is like, doesn't matter if it's firehouse, it doesn't matter whatever. The world can end.
Yeah.
The 24 at night is like, no one is like talking to me. I'm with my children.
I'm a casual holiday girly. Yeah. I don't like to stress. I don't cook. So I wake up, I watch the parade. I take my time getting ready. Yeah. Then we all get together and eat and play games. So it's really kind of just a casual celebration on our end.
Have you ever seen the parade live in person?
I have not, although that is like a bucket list item.
You need to.
Where's the parade?
So the Macy's parade is in New York City. And when I live there, you know, you think that it's going to be this like big production, like it's New Year's Eve and it's going to be packed, but there are so many places you can watch the parade from. So you guess you can be in the thick of it where all of the performances and stuff are, but you know, there's on the whole route, you can see those balloons from everywhere.
Wow.
So
true,
it's like if you go to a park, you go to like Bryant Park or you can see it and it's great because you know, afterwards you go to a restaurant and have Thanksgiving dinner.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we're going to do that 1 year. I used to do that just about every year because when I when you worked in New York and you were in media, you were like, you didn't really have the time to just go home for a day. So like, you know, we all went to dinner. We watched the parade. But I was thinking when I first went, I'm like, this is going to be chaos. Like there's going to be all these people, but there's so many different ways to watch it. So thanks for sharing all of this with us. I think the holidays are a time of also being people and talking about our own traditions. And then, you know, obviously giving back if you can. I was glad that Krista mentioned the little ways that you can do things. It's not about always having pressure and doing big things. You can do things in little ways. And I think everybody here that has volunteered and is working with community groups, because that just makes everything so much better, especially in tough years. So, and if you want to sign up to work as part of the Turkey Express or the Hambone Express, it looks like they're still looking for volunteers for the Hambone Express. And obviously Feed More, an organization you're also a part of, can use some help
always
in all different ways. So thank you for everything you all do. And that wraps up this edition of Group Chat. For now, if you want to continue the conversation, make sure you follow us on Instagram at btpm.com.
@NPR. And check us out on the video podcast on Buffalo Toronto Public Media's YouTube channel. I'd like to thank my guests, Chef Camille Lacher, Krista Mannion, and Michelle Mahaffey. Thanks for joining us. I hope that you will all return. I feel like there are a lot of things we could discuss in the future. And I'd also like to thank the Group Chat team, producer Haley Hellenbrook, audio engineer and editor Rich Ells, technical director Bailey Krytoff, social media associate Katie Daugherty, production intern Samantha Heppel, and Justin Schweitzberg, director of content Pat Kelly, and I'm your host, Bentley. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.